社经联恩会，主题是重新得力。
The theme of this young adult spiritual convocation is the renewing the strength.
啊，那有一节圣经节，跟这个主题非常密切的关系。
There is a verse in the Bible that is very closely related to this topic of renewing our strength.
啊，就是以赛亚书的三十章。
And that is Isaiah chapter 30.
啊，我们看以赛亚书三十章。
It is in Isaiah chapter 30. So let us turn to Isaiah 30.
15节。
Verse 15.
啊，请。
For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not.
这个地方讲，得力在乎平静安稳。
And it says here that in quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
哦，这个地方在讲，啊，如果信仰要重新得力，要学会啊，安静。
If we want to renew the strength of our faith, we need to learn to be quiet.
啊，那我们就用啊主耶稣为例子来想想啊得力跟安静的关系。
And so today we will take the example of our Lord Jesus Christ.To consider the relationship between quietness and strength.
啊，在我们的生活当中，有几件事情非常重要。
In our lives, there are several things that are very important.
啊，第一个就是要有智慧。
The first is to have wisdom.
所以我们能够做正确的决定，能够做正确的判断。
So that we can make the right decisions and the right judgments.
啊，第二个就是需要有爱。
The second is to have love.
爱好像死一样坚强。
Love is as strong as death.
啊，所以爱能够建立非常强的关系。
And so love can establish very strong relationships.
啊，不论是人跟人或者人跟神。
Whether it is between people or between people and God.
啊，第三个要有力量。
And thirdly, we need strength.
啊，所以我们可以走完信仰这一条路。
So that we can complete the journey of faith.
啊，能够完成神对我们的托付。
We can complete what God has entrusted to us.
能够面对啊，我们所遇到的困难。
And we can face the hardships that we will encounter.
啊，不论智慧、爱或者能力，它的源头都是从神来的。
Whether it is wisdom, love, or strength, all of these come from God.
所以我们活得越久，越发现神真的是很重要。
And so the longer we live, the more we realize that God is indeed very important.
啊，神是至宝。
God is our treasure.
啊，如果失去了神，我们的一生就失去最宝贵的。
If we lose God, we have lost the most precious thing in our lives.
啊，那怎么在我们信仰生活中从神得到力量？
And so how can we renew our strength in our life of faith?
啊，我们刚刚读的圣经就是在讲啊，安静是得到力量的一个很重要的条件。
What we have just read is that quietness is an important requirement for us to receive strength.
啊，但是现在的人啊，生活非常忙碌。
But people today lead very busy lives.
啊，所以没有办法安静下来。
It is very difficult for people to quiet down.
人在忙碌当中来追求自己的目标。
In our busyness, we pursue our individual goals.
那有时候忙碌会让我们活在一个假象里面，就是 我的生命非常的充实。
And sometimes our busyness will give us the false impression that we live very full lives.
但是其实忙碌容易让我们失去力量。
But actually, busyness can rob us of our strength.
因此在忙碌当中能够安静这是一种享受。
So to be able to enjoy quietness in the midst of busyness is an enjoyment.
那所谓的忙碌有两种。
There are two kinds of busyness.
一种是外在的。
The first is external.
就是我们上班有很多的工作。
For example, when we are at work, we may have many tasks to do.
所以我们非常的忙碌。
And so we are very busy.
回到家也有很多必须要做的工作，所以在家也很忙碌。
And when we come home, we also have many things to take care of, so we are also busy there.
甚至来到教会也有很多事情要做，所以也很忙碌。
And even when we go to church, we may have many things that we need to do and are busy with work there.
所以就在工作、家庭、教会的忙碌当中我们逐渐失去了力量。
And so in the midst of our busyness at work, at home, and at church, we may lose our strength.
但是另外一种忙碌是内在的，内心。
But another kind of busyness is internal inside our hearts.
虽然外在好像不是很忙。
And so even though out on the outside we may not seem to be very busy.
比方说有的人已经退休了。
For example, there are some people who are already retired.
或者说他的工作做四天还有三天长的周末。
Or there are some that may work 4 days a week and have a long weekend.
应该是有三天很安静的时间。
So we should have 3 days of quietness.
但是人的心呢，还是静不下来。
But our hearts may not be able to quiet down.
因为人有太多的欲望。
Because we have too many desires.
所以这个欲望在人的心中让人安静不下来。
And so these desires are inside our heart and do not allow us to quiet ourselves.
所以外在是不是很忙，但是还是没有办法得到力量。
And so even though externally we may not be very busy, internally we are not able to quiet ourselves.
所以得力在乎平静安稳。
And so it says here, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
这个不只是外在的，我们需要学习安静，这更是内在的要安静下来。
Not only do we need to learn how to quiet ourselves externally, but even more so inside of our hearts.
那为什么安静才会得力？
Why is it that we will gain strength in quietness?
我们看耶利米书29章。
Let us turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29.
耶利米书的29章。
Jeremiah, chapter 29.
13节。
Verse 13.
耶利米书29章13节。
Jeremiah 29, verse 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
这个地方讲，你们寻求我，若专心寻求，就必寻见。
If you search for me with all your heart, you will find me.
力量的泉源是从神来的。
The source of all strength is our Lord.
神有无穷尽的力量。
He has limitless strength.
神也很爱我们。
And he loves us very much.
但是为什么我们得不到力量？
But why is it that we cannot obtain strength?
这里有一个答案。
The answer is here.
就是要专心寻求我，就必寻见。
We need to search for him with all our heart.
如果我们的心静不下来， 我们就没有办法专心来寻求神。
If we are unable to quiet our hearts, then we will not be able to search for God.
神是一个灵，所以拜神的要用心灵跟诚实。
God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
那个心灵拜神就是专心，是其中的一个要件。
And so to worship him in spirit is to worship with all of our hearts.
所以心如果静不下来，即使我们坐在会堂，还是没有办法体验到神。
And so even if we are in the chapel and worshiping him, if we are unable to quiet ourselves, we cannot find him.
甚至我们跪下来祷告，如果我们的心静不下来，没有办法专心，也没有办法体验什么。
And even if we kneel down to pray, if we are unable to focus, then we cannot experience God.
我们再来看耶利米书二十四章。
Let us also read Jeremiah
24, Jeremiah
24, verse 7. Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart.
这个地方讲他们要一心归向。
It says here that they will return to me with their whole heart.
一心这是百分之百归向神。
To return with their whole heart is to return 100%.
因此人要从外面的安静进到里面的安静，人才能够一心归向神。
So by external quietude entering into internal quietness, that is the only way that we can return with our whole heart.
然后当我们跟神已经很亲密的关系，神住在充满在我们里面，那个就是力量的源头。
And once we have a very close relationship to God, and God is within us, then we will have strength.
所以圣经里面讲得力在乎平静安稳，这个跟一般社会上人在打架在讲要冥想要打坐，那个是完全不一样的。
And so in quietness and confidence is your strength is the opposite of what people of the world pursue.
要打坐或者 meditation 静想。
I'm sorry, very different from the quietness that people pursue through meditation.
我们这里讲的平静安稳是指着我们能够用完全的心来归向神，跟神建立亲密的关系。
This quietness and confidence and strength is obtained by returning to God with our whole heart.
那我们现在来看主耶稣所带给我们的例子。
And so now let us look at the example that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us.
我们看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 1.
马可福音第一章
Mark chapter 1
35节
Verse
35
Mark chapter 1 verse 35 Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
这个地方讲第二天早上天还没有亮，耶稣就到旷野在那里祷告。
Even before the daylight had come, the Lord Jesus went out to a solitary place to pray.
所以每一天第一件事情主耶稣想的是什么？
So what was the first thing that the Lord Jesus thought about every day?
在旷野祷告。
He went out to the wilderness to pray.
也是很安静的地方。
The wilderness is a very quiet place.
所以在那个地方祷告。
In that place, he prayed.
那如果我们再看36节。
If we continue to read verse 36,
请。
And Simon and those who were with him searched for him.
啊，这里讲啊，西门跟同伴追着他去，或者英文说去找他。
And so those who accompanied him, including Simon, searched for Jesus.
啊，如果我们在会堂里面祷告。
If we are praying in the chapel.
啊，那另外一个人来会堂找我们。
And if someone comes to look for us there.
我们想想看哦，大部分的人是会一起祷告，还是来会堂找我们，因为有事情。
So we can consider, do most people come in to pray with us or to look for us for another matter?
哦，所以这个门徒啊，去找主耶稣不是要跟他一起祷告。
The disciples came to look for Jesus, not to pray with him.
我们看三十七节。
We can read in verse 37.
请读。
When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you."
啊，这里讲了，每个人都要找你。
They said to him, "Everyone is looking for you."
那找主耶稣要做什么
？Why were they looking for the Lord Jesus?
哦，就是找主耶稣，要听主耶稣讲道，要主耶稣医病。
They wanted to listen to him preach, and they wanted him to heal them.
哦，所以对门徒来讲啊，每一天早上，他们第一个关心就是工作。
And so for the disciples, the first matter that they were concerned with was work.
哦，但是对主耶稣来讲，每一天第一个工作哦，就是安静的重新得力。
But for the Lord Jesus, the first matter every morning was to gain strength through quietness.
啊，那我们就来想我们现在实际的情况。
And so we can consider our reality today.
我们每一天早上啊，一大早，我们的开始是什么
？Every morning when we get up, how do we begin the day?
也因为现在科技发达。
Because of the advancement of technology.
啊，每一个人人手都有一个手机。
Everybody has a smartphone.
啊，所以有很多人第一天开始。就开始看手机。
And so for many people, the first thing they do at the start of the day is to look at their phone.
那一看手机里面就有很多事情要做。
And when they turn on their phone, they see that there are many things to do.
啊，这是很多人一天开始的方法。
This is often how people start their day.
啊，但是我们也听过教会的信徒啊，有很多。每天早上起来第一件事情就是祷告。
But we also hear of many believers who the first thing they do is to kneel down to pray.
哦，那这会有什么不同
？And what will be the difference?
啊，如果我们在第一章看到主耶稣的侍奉
，If we look at how the Lord Jesus served,
啊，我们就发现他的侍奉有一个特色。
We will see that his servitude had a very special quality.
啊，就是带有权柄。
And that is that it was full of authority and power.
那这个带有权柄的侍奉就是不同的侍奉。
And this kind of servitude then is very different.
啊，我们看二十二节，第一章二十二节。
Let us read Mark chapter 1, verse 22.
啊，请读。
Verse 22, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
啊，这个地方啊，在讲教训他们有权柄。
And it says here that the Lord Jesus taught them as one having authority.
什么叫做有权柄的教训
？What does it mean to teach with authority?
啊，下面又加一句，不像文士。
And it also says, and not as the scribes.
啊，文士有很多的知识。
Scribes have much knowledge.
啊，那主耶稣有权柄。
But the Lord Jesus had authority.
啊，知识加上权柄就是一把两刃的剑。
And knowledge added to authority is like a two-edged sword.
哦，就能够破入人的灵魂骨。
It can pierce between the joints.
啊，所以圣经里面在讲彼得在五旬节得到圣灵。
And so it says in the book of Acts that Peter received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
啊, 被圣灵充满。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后就站起来讲道。
And he rose up to preach.
然后听见的人就像刀在扎心。
And those who listened experienced as though a sword pierced their hearts.
啊，这个就是权柄。
This is what it means to have authority.
这个就是两刃的剑。
And this is what is a two-edged sword.
那听见的人呢？怎么说呢？
And so what did those who heard, what did they say?
啊，问彼得我们怎么做？
They said, they asked Peter, what shall we do?
彼得说你们要悔改。
And Peter said to them, repent.
你看我们现在大部分的布道工作都是从神的爱开始讲。
And you can see that for the most part, when we evangelize today, we start with the teachings of love.
哦，但是彼得第一次讲到从悔改开始。
But when Peter spoke, he preached first to repent.
结果三千个人真的就悔改受洗。
And indeed, 3,000 people repented and were baptized.
这就是权柄的果效。
This is the effect of having authority.
哦，所以像文士哦，这是人可以做得出来的。
And so to be like the scribes is what humans are able to accomplish.
但是要有权柄，带有两刃的剑，这需要神的同在。
But to be able to have authority and to carry this two-edged sword.We need the abidance of God.
就是所以需要安静在神面前领受能力。
And so we need to be quiet in front of God to receive His strength.
我们再看二十七节，请读。
Let us also read verse 27. Then they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? What new doctrine is this?" For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him.
他们说这是什么新道理呀？
They said, "What new doctrine is this?"
啊，为什么？因为他带有权柄，能够赶鬼。
Why? Because he was able to command even the unclean spirits to obey him through authority.
我们信主越久，越发现哦，魔鬼不是。除了神之外啊，没有人能够赶魔鬼的。
And the longer we live, we realize that apart from God, nobody can cast out the unclean spirits.
也没有办法用钱买他出来，也没有办法用世界上的权力威胁他出去。
We cannot cast them out by buying with money or by any kind of worldly authority.
那现在魔鬼的工作更加的细腻。
And today, the work of the devil is even more devious.
啊，这个地方讲污鬼是脏的。
It says here, the unclean spirits.
我们看现在的社会文化跟罪是连在一起的。
We can see that today's culture is connected to sin.
那文化的背后啊，以弗所书第二章讲就是邪灵。
And we can know that, as it is recorded in Ephesians chapter 2, behind this culture are the evil spirits.
啊，所以这个文化的力量啊，让人挡不住。
And so people are unable to withstand the power of this culture.
啊，只有带有权柄啊，祷告了。啊，这个人才能够胜过文化里面罪的权势。
It is only through reliance in prayer that we obtain the authority to be able to overcome these unclean spirits.
啊，那第三个，我们再回来看马可福音第一章。
And now let us turn to Mark chapter 3.
啊，三十一节。
Mark chapter 3, verse 31.
一章三十一节。马可第一章。
I'm sorry. Mark chapter 1, verse 31. Verse 31. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she served them.
这里讲主耶稣有医病的权柄。
And so we can see that the Lord Jesus had the authority to heal.
哦，所以病医好了，彼得的岳母就开始服侍主耶稣。
Once she was healed of her sickness, Peter's mother-in-law immediately arose to serve them.
哦，那巫鬼被赶出去，如果我们看28节，耶稣的名声就传遍加利利四方。
And in verse 28, after the evil spirits were cast out, the fame of the Lord Jesus spread throughout the region.
所以最好的广告是什么？
What is the best advertising?
就是神彰显他的权柄。
It is God manifesting his power.
神的道改变了人。
His word can transform people.
神的权柄赶出了魔鬼的工作。
His authority will abolish the work of the devil.
神的能力医病了，医人的病。
And his power will heal the sickness of people.
这些是最好的全广告，所以耶稣的名声就传遍四方。
This is the best kind of advertising, and so the Lord Jesus' name was spread throughout the region.
因此今天教会就是耶稣的身体。
The church today is the body of Christ.
主耶稣的身体是有权柄的。
And the body of Christ has his authority.
所以教会应该是要有权柄。
The church should have authority.
因此我们教会要注重祷告。
So our church must emphasize prayer.
因此我们到教会里面。
So when we come to church,
当然有很多事情要侍奉。
Of course, there are many ways we must serve.
但是侍奉要有果效，要有权柄。
But for our service to bear fruit, well, we must have authority.
所以我们每一个人在教会里面要学会安静在神面前重新得力。
So each one of us must learn how to receive strength through quietness.
因此我们到教会一定要拨一段时间来祷告。
So when we come to church, we must set apart time to pray.
有时候要鼓励会前祷告。
And sometimes we need to encourage prayer before the service.
好像说我们安息日聚会前半个钟头祷告。
For example, that we pray for half an hour before Sabbath morning service.
有时候要鼓励中午吃饭时间，有的吃完饭了在教会里面祷告。
We also can encourage people to pray in church after they have eaten lunch.
那有的人来到教会他只想侍奉。
And some people will come to church only concerned about their servitude.
这个心是很好的。
This is a good heart to have.
但是我们除了侍奉之外，要学习安静下来，祷告，重新得力。
However, apart from our servitude, we must first learn how to receive strength through quieting ourselves through prayer.
因此如果我们的工作让我们每个礼拜都静不下来应该是要再重新调整，至少每隔一个礼拜或者每隔两个礼拜，我有安静的时间能够来听听道理，能够来专心祷告。
So if our busyness causes us not to have this, if our servitude causes us to have all of this busyness, then we need to set aside time so that at least every week or every other week we have dedicated time to listen to the word of God and to pray.
有时候我们看到教会有一些很认真侍奉的人聚会就是在外面做工。
And we can see that there are sometimes at church people who are very dedicated to service so much so that they are working during the time of the worship service.
如果这个变成一个 pattern 一个长期的，这个对这一个人的灵性并不是好的。
And if this becomes a pattern, this will have a negative impact on that person's faith.
哦，所以有能力做工才有果效。
And so we must have strength in order to be effective in our service.
那个能力是从在神面前安静开始的。
And this strength comes from being quiet before the Lord.
好，我们现在再来看啊，约翰福音第八章。
Now let us read John chapter 8.
啊，约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
啊，第八章的第一节跟第二节。
John chapter 8 verses 1 and 2. Verse 1, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
啊，第二节。
Verse 2. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them.
啊，这个第一节讲个人都回家去了。
And so in verse 1, everybody had gone home.
哦，那主耶稣去哪里？
Where did the Lord Jesus go?
耶稣去往橄榄山去。
It says that he went to the Mount of Olives.
哦，那到第二节哈，主耶稣清早就回到殿里去。
And then in verse 2, early in the morning, he came again into the temple.
然后百姓就到他那里。
And the people came to him.
他就坐下来教训他们。
Then he sat down and taught them.
所以第二节就是讲主耶稣的工作。
Verse 2 describes the work of the Lord.
那第一节就是讲主耶稣生活的另外一个层面。
Verse 1 describes another aspect of his daily life.
哦，就是他往橄榄山去。
That is, he went to the Mount of Olives.
哦。所以第一节是讲主耶稣隐藏的生活。
So verse 1 describes the life, the hidden life of the Lord Jesus.
就是他跟神之间。
That is his relationship with God.
那第二节就是讲主耶稣的侍奉生活。
And second, the verse 2 describes his life of service.
就是他跟人之间。
That is his relationship with other people.
啊，所以侍奉啊，其实啊，就是跟神跟人都有关系的。
So service is related both to God and to people.
啊，如果把神拿掉，我们在教会的侍奉就是侍奉，好像社会的一个团体。
If we take God away, then our service in church is just like community service.
啊。那我们的侍奉不同，是侍奉神。
But our service is different because we are serving God.
那侍奉神其实到最后还是侍奉人。
And so, ultimately, serving God is also serving other people.
因为教会是主耶稣的宝血买来的这一群人。
Because the church is the flock that was purchased by the blood of Christ.
啊，所以要侍奉人之前，人需要跟神先建立好的关系。
And so first, to be able to serve other people, we must establish a good relationship with God.
啊，那这样我们的侍奉才有权柄，才有果效。
Only then will our service be with authority and be effective.
啊，所以主耶稣每天啊往橄榄山去。
And so every day, the Lord Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
真的，一个很清净的地方，容易让我们重新得力。
And indeed, a very pure, solitude, a place of solitude can allow us to gain quietness.
啊，比方说，如果我们到非洲去。
For example, if we go to Africa.
第一个感觉是什么？
What is the first thing we experience?
所有跟电有关系的都没有了。
We experience that there is nothing. There are things without any electricity.
哦，也没有电话。
For example, there is an absence of phones.
也没有网路。
There is an absence of the internet.
哦，甚至那边也没有人在用电脑。
And in fact, there is an absence of people who use computers.
哦，我现在讲的就是差不多20年前了。
Of course, what I am describing is the situation about 20 years ago.
哦，那把电拿掉，我就发现到那一边非常安静。
And with the absence of electricity, we discover that it is very quiet there.
哦，很容易专心。
It's very easy to concentrate.
哦，那带钱去也没有什么东西可以买。
And even if you carry money with you, there is not much that you can buy.
我曾经一块美金买一百多个橘子。
I once bought 100 oranges there with $1.
哦，所以没有什么其他的可以买。
So there was not much else to buy.
啊，因此啊，人很容易满足。
And so it is very easy to be satisfied.
啊，那现在我们不是在非洲。
But we are not living in Africa today.
哦，那怎么办？
And so what do we do?
我们带给我们方便的这一些，我们需要有能力去控制它。
All the things that bring convenience to us, we must have the self-control.
啊，如果我们能够去控制它
，If we are able to control them or have control over these things,
我们能够有安静的心来亲近神，重新得力。
Then we will be able to quiet our hearts and draw close to God.
但是如果我们被他控制
，However, if in contrary, we are on the contrary, we are controlled by these things.
那我们就会在心里安静不下来，失去力量。
Then we will not be able to quiet our hearts, and we will lose our strength.
哦，所以科技对我们信仰影响是什么？
So what is the impact of technology on our lives?
完全在乎我们有没有办法控制它，还是它在控制我们。
It all depends on whether we are able to control the technology or we have allowed the technology to control us.
如果我们跟主耶稣一样能够上山
，If like the Lord Jesus, we are able to climb up to the mountain,
那些暂时完全撇下来
，and set down all of these other things,
我们可以重新得力。
Then we can renew our strength.
所以主耶稣让我们学习，他有安静的一面，他也有面对群体的一面。
So the Lord Jesus allowed us to see that he had a quiet side to his life as well as another side where he interacted with the people.
然后到了第三节开始，主耶稣就面对一个困难。
And in verse 3, he encounters a problem.
就是讲文士法利赛人带了一个正在行淫的，哪来问耶稣要怎么办
？It describes how the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman who was caught in the act of adultery.
这个是一个很难回答的问题。
This was a very difficult problem.
第一个她正在犯奸淫被抓到。
First of all, she was caught in the act.
所以第三节说摩西的律法说要石头打死，那你要怎么讲
？And so they asked him, the law of Moses says that we must stone her to death. What do you say?
但是我们看，当主耶稣面对这一群对摩西律法很熟的人的挑战的时候，他怎么面对？
But we can see how did he face this group of people who were well versed in the law of Moses?
主耶稣非常的安静。
He was very quiet.
所以他就有力量来处理这件事情。
And so he had the strength to deal with this problem.
我们看第六节的下半句。
Let us read verse 6, the second part of it.
耶稣弯着腰在地上画字。
It says that Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger.
那第七节，他们还是不住地问他。
In verse 7, they continued to ask him.
如果主耶稣安静不下来，就跟他们理论起来了。
If the Lord Jesus was unable to quiet himself, he would have started discussing this with them.
那问题没有解决，反而造成更大的问题。
The problem would not be solved, and in fact, it would cause even greater problems.
所以当他们不住问他第七节。
And so when they continued asking him,
主耶稣只讲一句话。
It says that he raised himself up and said only one thing to them.
你们中间谁没有罪，可以拿石头打他。
He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
只有一句话，然后第八节，他又弯腰在地上画着。
He made this one statement, and then he stooped down again and wrote on the ground.
问题就解决了。
And this solved the problem.
第九节。
Verse 9.
就一个一个从老的到少的都出去了。
One by one, they left, beginning with the oldest, even to the last.
这是智慧，这也是权柄。
This shows wisdom, but also authority.
这种智慧跟权柄跟第一节跟第二节是有关系的。
And this wisdom and authority are related to verses 1 and 2.
所以我们要以主耶稣为榜样。
And so we must take the Lord Jesus as our example.
在工作忙碌当中要学习安静。
In the midst of our busy lives, we must learn how to be quiet.
在侍奉的人群当中要学习隐退。
As we are serving the crowds, we must learn how to retreat.
在安静隐退当中跟神建立亲密的关系。
And by retreating into quietude, we can receive strength again.
有神的同在。
We will have the abidance of God.
我们就有力量。
And then we will have strength.
有神同在，我们就有智慧。
If we have the abidance of God, we will have wisdom.
有神同在，我们就有神的爱。
If we have the abidance of God, we will have love.
我们的人生将会有很大的不同。
And our lives will be very different.
唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
354首。
354.
安息日是一个安息的日子。
The Sabbath day is a day of rest.
应该是一个重新得力的日子。
It should be a day when we can renew our strength.
所以圣经说我们要调转我们的脚步。
And so the Bible tells us that we must turn our footsteps.
也就是从社会上的忙碌回转归向神。
To turn aside from the busyness of our social lives and enter close to God.
这样我们就可以重新得力。
And only then can we renew our strength.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主圣灵浇灌充满我们。
And so,we pray now to ask the Lord to fill us again with His Holy Spirit.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.